USA News, I'm Corey Myers. An Arizona rancher accused of shooting and killing a Mexican man on his land now faces a charge of second-degree murder.
That's because a judge announced George Kelly's charge would be downgraded from first-degree murder. It was filed in relation to the shooting in the southern border city of Nogales in late January. He says he's innocent, claiming he fired off his rifle to scare off armed drug traffickers, and it's the traffickers who are responsible for the death. Kelly has lived on his ranch for over 20 years. I'm Dave Kelly.
President Biden telling reporters he has no plans to visit East Palestine, Ohio, and pointed to a whole video Zoom that he conducted on the train derailment. When a reporter outside the White House asked him, "Are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio?" Biden responded, "At this point, I'm not. I did a whole video. I mean, what the hell on..." Biden said he struggled to find his next words, then said, "Zoom. All I could think of every time I think of Zoom is that song in my generation, Who's Zooming Who?" Biden referencing the 1985 song by Aretha Franklin. Biden then argued against allegations that his administration isn't doing enough in response to that train derailment. A U.S. military veteran from Wisconsin can be counted among the dead in Ukraine.
Andrew Peters' parents say he died last week while fighting with the International Legion. The news came to light on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Peters, a U.S. Army veteran, joined up with the Ukrainians around Thanksgiving time last year. His parents say he felt he needed to use his military skills to help the people of Ukraine. The State Department says it's working to bring his remains back from Ukraine now. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Looks like Jeff Bezos is doing research on possibly buying a football team.
The Washington Commanders could have a new high-profile owner closing in on purchasing the franchise. The Washington Post is reporting that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has hired an investment firm to examine the possibility of a bid to purchase the Commanders. Bezos hired the firm of Allen & Company, the same company that helped navigate the recent sales of both the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. The billionaire has not submitted a bid for the Commanders. Multiple sources have confirmed that they expect a full sale of the franchise that is currently owned by Daniel Snyder. I'm Julio Flores.
A 5-foot-wide iron ball that washed up on Enshuhama Beach in the coastal city of Hamamatsu, Japan, is creating a lot of controversy. A man who was running on the beach about a month ago discovered it, telling Japanese news outlets, "I tried to push it, but it wouldn't budge." The bomb squad was called, but they determined it wasn't a bomb. Speculation has the internet buzzing about spy balloons and even a Godzilla egg. But Professor Mark Inall, an oceanographer at the Scottish Association for Marine Science, told the BBC instantly he knew that object was a research buoy, saying they use them to keep instruments floating in the ocean. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.